I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 25th. The speed restrictions that have plagued the MBTA for more than a year and a half should be gone by next month. The agency will then turn their attention towards similarly important but less disruptive work on signals and station improvements. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng said the T is on the home stretch of a costly year-long program that featured more than a dozen partial shutdowns of the subway system, giving workers more time to fix track defects that forced sluggish travel. In September of last year, 36 miles of track across all four lines, representing more than a third of the subway network, had slow zones in place due to infrastructure problems that prevented trains from running at designed speeds. Today, only 7/10 of a mile of track still requires speed restrictions. And part of that is now lifted as the Red Line fully reopens today. And the rest on the Green Line will be wiped out by December. Eng listed three priorities for track and infrastructure work in 2025, maintaining a state of good repair to make sure that they don't fall backwards, signal improvements, and station accessibility. T officials will focus much attention on accelerating work on red and orange line signals, although Eng says he does not expect those upgrades will be complete until early 2026. The year ahead could also be a pivotal one on the financial front. MBTA officials have been warning for months that the agency faces a roughly $700 million budget gap in fiscal 2026, which begins July 1st, with no more federal aid or savings to offset it. Two men are hospitalized after breaking into a house in North Quincy on Saturday. Police were called to 16 Rawson Road at about 11:30 Saturday morning on a report of a break-in. Officers found one man on the roof and another in a window. The man on the roof fell off. The second man fell out the window. Both were taken to the hospital. They will ultimately face charges of unarmed burglary and other violations. A driver lost consciousness behind the wheel Saturday night, causing his SUV to slam into a restaurant in Brockton. Brockton police say they responded just after 5 p.m. to Mickey Malone's Tavern for a report of a motor vehicle collision with the building on North Pearl Street. According to police, the 63-year-old driver, whose name has not been released, was traveling south on North Pearl Street near the Stoughton Line when he lost consciousness, causing his vehicle to veer off the road onto the landscaping adjacent to Mickey Malone's. His SUV then struck a boulder, knocked down a city sign, and collided with the northwest corner of the restaurant. Driver taken to Good Samaritan Medical Center for evaluation. No other injuries were reported. Police say the driver was cited for a marked lane violation after the crash. No other information was immediately available. Crews were battling a blaze at a business in Stoughton on Saturday night. Stoughton fire officials said they received multiple calls about 6 p.m. for heavy smoke on Washington Street. Firefighters arrived on scene to find fire showing through the roof of a 2.5-story business residential building. The business is a heating oil supply company, but there was no heating oil inside the building. Everyone was out of the building when firefighters arrived and no injuries were reported. Additional aid was called in to help battle the flames. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Holiday travel is in full swing ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday this Thursday. From the road to the sky, millions will be on the move. Some already are. Nearly 80 million Americans are expected to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA says that will be a new record. The Massachusetts Port Authority says they're ready for the influx of passengers there. They've added extra staff and are reminding people to give themselves extra time to get through security at the airport. If you're flying, unfortunately, booking data shows people are paying about 3% more for domestic flights this year. The best time to hit the road is Thanksgiving Day, when, of course, many people are already at their destinations. If you can't do that, AAA recommends leaving very early before 8 or 9 a.m. The worst days to travel this week are Tuesday and Wednesday. All eyes will be on the weather forecast, the possible rain or snow event in some parts of New England. Just another thing for commuters to keep in mind. The Quincy Planning Board will be holding another public hearing on December 18th regarding that proposal for a four-story, nine-unit condo complex at 10 Independence Avenue across from the Adams Birthplaces. Some abutters, including the Adams National Historical Park, say the proposed building is still too tall for that neighborhood. City of Quincy has its first dedicated pickleball courts. Mayor Thomas Koch recently dedicated the new courts in Marymount Park off Benno Street near the tennis and basketball courts. Funding was provided from the Community Preservation Committee. Eight more pickleball courts will be built at Faxon Park and will open next spring. The American Red Cross will be holding a blood drive today from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. Tickets are on sale for the 92nd Thanksgiving Day football game between Quincy High and North Quincy High Schools. $5 tickets are being sold at both high schools and all five middle schools. Game day tickets will be $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Kickoff this Thursday, November 28th, 10 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Well, families across the U.S., including here in Massachusetts, have been receiving potentially unsettling notices warning them about potential lead in their home's plumbing system. The Environmental Protection Agency clarified that the letters are not indicative of immediate changes in water quality, rather part of a nationwide effort to comply with new safety standards. In October, the Biden administration and the EPA mandated the elimination of lead pipes in drinking water systems within the next decade. Many of these letters state, quote, your water service line material is unknown but may contain lead, end quote. The EPA encourages recipients to contact their public works department and consider testing their water for lead as a precaution. Massachusetts' older cities and homes contribute to the region's higher prevalence of lead service lines, according to the EPA. Responsibility for replacing lead service lines lies with whose property they're in, the local government or homeowners. To support compliance, the EPA is offering $35 million in grant funding for cities that can be used to help. However, financial aid varies by location. Congress banned the use of lead pipes in 1986, but homes built before then may still have lead service lines in use. Governor Healey announcing a series of changes to the state's overburdened emergency shelter system on Friday, as her administration tries to manage costs and space constraints exacerbated by the high cost of living in Massachusetts and the influx of migrants. The administration will now introduce a two-track system for eligible families. One offers homeless and migrant families a 30-day shelter stay, and the other offers a six-month stay. The state will also begin to phase out the use of hotels and motels to house families in need of shelter. Shelter system, which is projected to cost nearly $1.1 billion in fiscal 2025, has grown increasingly unsustainable in recent years, according to the governor. Despite significant action and tangible results, the changes announced Friday are necessary to rein in costs, she says, and help more families find stable housing. Starting December 10th, families applying for shelter will be assessed according to their risk and need and assigned to either the Rapid Shelter Track or the Bridge Shelter Track. Families will not be able to choose between those tracks. The Rapid Track meant for families that the state thinks are well positioned to secure self-sufficient permanent housing quickly. They'll be offered 30 business days at the respite centers, with some allowance for extensions. The bridge track will be reserved for high-risk families and those with complex needs, such as people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, or women who have late-term pregnancies. Those placed in that track will be eligible for six-month stays, pending legislative approval. As of last Thursday, nearly half of the 7,115 families in the shelter system were staying in hotels and motels, but contracting with hotels has been, quote, the most expensive shelter model, and it does not provide an ideal environment for those seeking shelter, so the use of hotels will be phased out through fiscal years 2025 and 2026. A Massachusetts octogenarian at the center of folk singer Arlo Guthrie's Thanksgiving classic Alice's Restaurant has died. Alice Brock, a longtime Provincetown resident, and the Alice who inspired the 1967 Thanksgiving song, died last Thursday, according to Guthrie, who announced on social media through Rising Sun Records, his music label, based in Great Barrington. She was 83. Brock lived in Provincetown for more than four decades. Guthrie wrote that the two met in 1962 when she was the school librarian at the Stockbridge School in Stockbridge, where he was a student. There, he also met another student, Rick Robbins, who would become a lifelong friend. The song pays tribute to Alice and is about a 1965 Thanksgiving visit to Alice, who lived in Stockbridge Trinity Church while running the backroom restaurant nearby. He wrote that he and Alice spoke by phone a couple of weeks before her death, and that she sounded, quote, like her old self. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day higher. The Dow is up 426 points. On Friday, the NASDAQ rose 31, the S&P added 20. Shares also climbed in Europe and in Asia. The dollar is up, the euro fell, oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, the Dolphins beat the Patriots in Miami 34-15. Celtics beat Minnesota 107-105. They'll be hosting the Clippers tonight at 7:30. The Bruins will be hosting Vancouver tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mainly sunny at a high 50. For tonight, cloudy and a low 33. Rain tomorrow, the high of 52. Sunny on Wednesday, the high of 48. And on Thanksgiving Day, rain, maybe a wintry mix north and west of the city, the high Thursday, 46. For the boater today, waves 2 feet, northwest winds at 15 to 20. Could be some gusts to 25. High tide, 7:14 p.m. Sunrise at 6:47, sets at 4:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 25th.